Since the deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, there's been a renewed interest in the role mental health plays in gun violence. While there's no easy answer, one Colorado school is making their students' well-being a top priority. As KUNC Stephanie Daniel reports, it's as simple as giving them a space to breathe.
Carlos Duarte is pressing a couple of buttons on a treadmill.
This is where I go when I'm mad and all that.
Duarte is not at a gym. The 11-year-old is in the Me Wing of North Middle School in Aurora. It was created last fall in the former library and named after a beloved staff member, Matthew Emmerich. It's there to help students chill out, de-stress, and change their behavior.
Sometimes I get mad out of nowhere. I just get really mad, so I always ask for a break so I can go to the Me Wing and calm down.
A majority of the 800 students are dealing with ongoing trauma, such as violence, poverty, and homelessness. Here, students who are acting up in class can practice yoga poses, color, or just breathe. The Me Wing is also home to the school's counselors, a psychologist, and other staff. Jennifer Miner is the assistant principal.
If our students don't feel safe, if our students don't have a place to regulate, they're not going to be able to learn.
North is one of 11 schools that also partners with Aurora Mental Health. For the past 3 years, they've provided mindfulness training and other professional development for teachers. The program also helps them create a quiet space in their classroom.
So in my peace corner, I generally have a beanbag, a couple of pillows, stress balls, as well as various just fidget toys.
That's sixth grade math teacher Michelle Herndon. She says the decision is totally up to her students.
I do not send students to the peace corner. I recommend occasionally with a sticky note or walking over and just like, hey, it looks like you might need a second. But generally, it's a choice that students make. They let me know that they need to head back there. And then the time limit is usually 3 to 5 minutes, and then they need to be able to rejoin the class.
Jennifer Miner says the larger goal of spaces like Peace Corners and the Me Wing is keeping students in class. Since the 2015-2016 school year, out-of-school suspension days have dropped by 67%.
Our students do not learn from suspensions. It creates an unsafe environment because then we don't know where they are. They may be at home with a parent. They may not. So we do whatever we can to make sure that our students are here at school.
Back in the Me Wing, sixth grader Esperanza Montalongo is opening a computer program called Heart Math.
I'm gonna go on one of the games that help you breathe in, help you breathe out.
It's one of several tools that students can use to relax. Montalongo attaches a biometric sensor to her earlobe, which monitors her heart rate as she starts breathing. On the computer screen, a small ball moves up and down, mimicking her breaths.
It just keeps going, and then when this fills up, if it's all green, that means your heart is it's calm and you're breathing right.
Montalongo also uses breathing techniques at home when she gets upset. Carlos Duarte, who's been to the Me Wing about 15 times, says it helps him focus and do better in school.
In the beginning of the school year, I was really hypered and always got in drama. But then I started coming to a meeting, I started calming down, I went back to class and got my work done.
As many as 30 students utilize the Me Wing every day. Assistant Principal Jennifer Miner says helping students understand their emotional and social needs is just as important as teaching them how to read and write.
And so now that we have all of these pieces in place, they can focus on their academics and they can focus on achieving their goals and their dreams and their aspirations and moving on to high school and moving on to college.
And for some of these students, the road to success starts with a quick walk or a couple of deep breaths. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.